It's now time for Insurance Smart with Gable Insurance and Financial. Call now with your questions at 923-1450 or 1-888-900-1450 for Insurance Smart with Gable Insurance and Financial.
And we welcome you to this week's edition of Insurance Smart. We also welcome Kathy Steffes. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Jerry. It's good to be here again.
Good to see you. Done laughing at me now?
Oh, my gosh. I really lost it. That was pretty funny, but
Fergie's biggest hips.
It made me feel good because I thought, you know what, if the big guy can make a mistake like this and pull it off,
Larry makes mistakes. He's the big guy, isn't he?
he's at a silent retreat this weekend.
That's got to be hard for him.
Well, I'd like to be a fly on the wall on that one because I don't know how he's going to do it, but I know I couldn't do it, so it's not like I'm pot calling kettle here. I couldn't do it.
No, I think I'd have a problem with a silent retreat, I'll tell you that. Yeah, you got some webinars coming up.
We do.
Soon.
We do, very soon. We have them on the third Tuesday of every month. Our next webinar is April 20th at 3:30 and 6 o'clock, so we do give plenty of opportunities for people to pick a time. Some people are still working or not working, and so those two times actually fill up. We'll be talking about many aspects, again, of Medicare, which we are today. We're going to be a little more specific this morning, but in addition to Medicare, we talk about Obamacare and Social Security, and we go through a very thorough overview of these topics, and people can register online at GableINS.com, GOEBELINS.com, or they can call our office at 921-7526, and we can do that for them.
And it's really expensive.
Very expensive. Zeros always work in our office, so this falls right into place. It's free.
And a lot of information.
Plenty of information that, you know, people are thinking about retiring, or they're thinking about, you know, Social Security issues. Maybe they're losing their group coverage or whatnot. No matter what age, we can cover them and help them through that process and get them enrolled into a plan that's, appropriate for them, or make those Social Security decisions that are very important. I mean, you're going into an era where it's very complicated and everyone needs that help and advice, and we're there to help.
Yeah, you can't do it on your own. Just listening to you folks talk here, there is no way that, and I think our listeners would agree, there's no way you really can do it on your own. You need information.
You do.
And everybody's situation is different.
We repeat that. And we'll say it again today, later on in the conversation, everyone is different. So, aside from, you know, just the Medicare, which is what my specialty is, the Obamacare is a very difficult situation. You heard Bree talk last week about the changes.
Yeah.
So, again,
I think her hair is going to turn gray before this is done.
That's what we have coloring for. But anyway, it's a very difficult and complex situation with Obamacare, trying to pick out the correct plan for yourself. So we do help you with that. Again, we help you get those premiums down. So, again, the next webinar is April 20th, 3:30 and 6 o'clock. Call our office at 921-7526 or just go online at GableINS.com.
Alrighty, real quickly, before you get into your subject matter today, and you've got a lot to talk about, just remind folks, if they have to or not have to, stay on their Medicare plan for an entire year.
That is a very important question, and actually we are in the Medicare Advantage Open Enrollment Period. The acronym for that is MAOEP. This applies to beneficiaries who are enrolled in the MA plans as of January 1st, and these enrollees can use the January 1st to the March 31st MAOEP to enroll into another MA plan or disenroll from their current MA plan to return to an original Medicare. Now, they can only make one change during this time frame. There are also special elections that will qualify for a plan change as well. A
few examples. It's not just me.
It isn't. more coffee, please. I'm working on that. All right. There is also a special election period that will qualify them for plan changes. And a few examples would be, for instance, if you moved into a new area and you left your employer or become eligible for some extra help. Those are some situations that would qualify for a special enrollment. And if the listeners are unsure if they would qualify for any of these election periods, just give us a call and we can walk them through that
So in short, people can change their plans until next Wednesday.
It's coming up really, really quick. I mean, I'm glad to see March go by and come on with the April showers, but that is correct. If they want to make a change, they have to go ahead. They can go ahead and do this, and don't wait too long because, as you said, Wednesday is the cutoff.
Okay, it's short term now.
It is.
I bet your phones are going to be busy Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
I hope so. And, you know, we're getting busier and busier, so that's a good thing. We do have enough personnel and staff advisors to handle those calls. So if someone is busy with a client or on a call, we have other people that can pick up the call that comes in or the question and help them. So we are a team. We have four of us on staff. So we're there to help and available.
My luck, I'd be the fifth caller.
Hey, and before we get going, I want to do a shout out to a very special person. His name is Bill Benson. Okay. He is a loyal listener. He tells me he listens every single Saturday. I just saw him last week, and he said, Kathy, when are you going to be on the radio again? I said, this Saturday. So he said he would listen in. Uh-huh. I just wanted to do a hello to him and thank him for the loyalty.
There you go.
All right.
Alrighty, today you chose the topic, I'm over 65. Do I stay on group health plan or do I go on to Medicare? It's an interesting topic. Obviously, it affects a lot of folks, and I think most people think they would automatically go on to a Medicare plan once they turn 65, but it sounds like there's an alternative. Why would they consider staying on a group?
Exactly. I went through that process myself, which I will talk about in just a few minutes. But people often think that they need to stay on their group plans, even though they turn 65, because sometimes people are given misinformation from their family, friends, and even their employers. And the reason for that is employers oftentimes do not understand the choices of post 65, because that's not their forte. The HRs typically know a great deal about group plans, but they don't have a lot of experience with the post 65 circumstances. So I think it's a combination of people not knowing the difference, that they have a choice of coming off the group coverage. In other words, can they come off of the group plan? Should they come off of the group? And if they do, how do they know how to make that determination?
Isn't it true that, or maybe it's not, but do you see a lot of people staying employed for a variety of reasons? Maybe they can't even afford to retire or whatever, so they're working past 65. So this is really a valid question.
And I was in that category. I wanted to continue. I still had something to offer. So yes, the answer to all of those questions is yes, yes, yes. People need something to do. They still have something to give, or they maybe haven't prepared properly to get off of, you know, their group or their employer stop working. So there's a lot of reasons, and you know, it doesn't matter to us what the reason is. Our role is to help educate and help them through this process of what they should do. So if you want to stay on your group, you can certainly do this. But we've heard a lot of clients tell us that they were told that they had to come off the group plan once they turned 65. I would like to correct that statement and say that is not true. But if your employer has less than 20 employees, then you are required to enroll into Parts A and B. And oftentimes people don't know that.
Quick question there. Yep. When you say 20 employees, does that include full-time and part-time? A lot of places have part-time workers. Is it 20 total or 20 full-time employees, or am I asking a question that I shouldn't have?
That's a question that, in quotes, says if you have 20 employees or less, you must enroll into A and B. Whether that includes part-time or full-time, I'm not aware of that, you know, specific pulling apart of that question. I don't know. That's a very good question. I actually am going to make a note of that and ask Larry about that when I see him on Tuesday.
You just think a lot of business places do use part-timers.
It says employees, so I would think it's both. I would think it's both. But I don't quote me on that because, you know, I don't want to misinform people. Mm-hmm. We do search for the correct answers before we actually make it a fact for people. So I want to check that out. But it sounds to me like it would be total employees. You'll want to likely come off the group coverage, but especially if you're paying a monthly premium for the coverage, it would make sense to pay a monthly, it would not make sense to pay that monthly premium and have to pay that Part B premium. So,
which is mandatory for that smaller employment group.
Correct. Okay. So you're not going to want to stay on both. But we at Gable Insurance encourage anyone to call us, and we don't automatically enroll people or advise them to enroll without first doing some interviewing with the client. We need to know about what their situation is.
So how do you ultimately go about determining this, if somebody should come off the group or stay on the group? Because, you know, so many, like you said, assume they should come off, assume they have to come off, and don't realize what the actual facts are.
Mm-hmm. And we do run into that often. I mean, I was one of those people. I was a corporate secretary before I decided to come on board with Larry and help people with their Medicare decisions a few years ago as a personal health insurance advisor. Larry actually was the person who changed my life.
Wow. Does he walk around with a halo after this retreat and doing what he did for you? How did he go about
it? Don't give him any
this?
Ideas, Jerry. Okay. I had turned 65 almost 3 years ago, and I had already applied for Parts A and B because my self-proclaimed homework told me that this is what I was supposed to do. I was working full-time. I had group insurance, and I thought this is a good way to go. But then I attended one of Larry's seminars, and I ended up scheduling an appointment with him, even though I thought, through my self-education, because, you know, you can find anything on the internet, and it's true.
And if it's there, it's true. It's true, yep. Absolutely.
So I assumed that I was perfectly set with my group insurance. I had my Medicare card. I had my group coverage. You know, what else did I need? I was good to go.
So, and just like you, I would imagine there are a lot of folks that do their homework and they're thinking the same thing and they think they don't need A or B and just continue with the employer's insurance, not knowing that there are options. And that's where you guys come in.
And that's where I was at as well. So you're absolutely right. Whether or not you come off of your group insurance, you can apply for Part A hospital because that part is free. But I do caution listeners on this because there are rules regarding HSAs and Part A. I don't want to get into that now. That's a whole other subject. But I do encourage people to call our office to discuss this more in depth. And speaking of appointments, as I was saying, I met with Larry, who then educated me as to what my options were. The first thing he did was to do a Medicare analysis. And by the way, we do this with our clients on a routine basis.
So where do you start? I mean, how do you determine if the person should come off the group or stay put?
Well, first, we look at the summary of benefits from the group plan, which tells us what the premium is, what the deductible is, what the max out-of-pocket is. You're going to hear me talk about the max out-of-pocket quite a bit. It's very important in these decisions. We call that the MOOP. It also tells us how things are covered. We look at people who are turning 65, the employee or the spouse, and what the costs are for both versus single coverage. And oftentimes, it's one or the other turning 65. We look at this from every angle as there is a lot involved in making these recommendations. We start by comparing the group premium to the yearly Part B Medicare premium, which is about $1,700. We then formulate the tax saving bracket, which the premiums are pre-taxed. We subtract that from the group's insurance premium, and then we have the net premium, which is then, at that point, compared to that Part B premium, again, which is about $1,700. And then the next thing we do is, and Larry did this for me as well, we look again at that max out-of-pocket, the MOOP. We compare the group's MOOP versus the average Medicare's MOOP. And if there's a significant difference either way, we then recommend either that they should come off the group or stay on. And let's not overlook also the fact that there are deductibles to be met with group coverage. And typically, there is then the MOOP. And this can be significant, but most people don't understand how this all works. And we see this almost daily. So as you can see, yes, this is very complicated.
And it's no wonder people end up making some less than appropriate decisions for themselves. How can they possibly know all these formulas that you're working with?
I have to look at the sheet myself because, you know, it gets very complicated as well. And so, yeah, there are a lot of steps involved. Larry does this right off the top of his head. I do have my cheat sheet because I want to make sure I get this right for our clients. So there are no guessing games about any of our advice. It's all factual. Numbers don't lie. So we find very few who should stay on their group's coverage, but without the analysis, It's a very crucial financial decision that could be made and could be very wrong and cost that client thousands of dollars.
Well, therein lies the issue that we as individuals would have, because we have no idea that an analysis like this can or should be done. Mm-hmm. But it does sound like a really effective way for people to actually feel a little more comfortable in making this decision mm-hmm. that they didn't even know was a decision they had to make.
Well, it was a financial game changer for me when Larry helped me with this. And as I said earlier, I was on both A and B and my group coverage, which means not only was I paying about $500 for my group coverage, but I was also paying that $150 estimate for Part B premium. Now, I've met with other clients who have done the same thing, but I immediately, because Larry advised me and informed me and educated me, I immediately dropped my group coverage and enrolled into a Medicare plan, which was an Advantage plan. And for me, I went from paying $500 a month for the group coverage to zero for my premium.
So basically, you really were uninformed. You didn't know any of this information when you were 65.
And how many times have we heard Larry say this? But it's true. You only know what you know. You don't know what you don't know.
And it is very true. Mm-hmm. I mean, he says it a lot, but it's a fact.
It's a fact. So after Larry helped me with my own Medicare, I referred a lot of people to him. And remember a few years ago, Jerry, when I first came into the Insurance Smart radio show with Larry, mm-hmm. and he asked me at that time after the show, after one of the shows, he asked me if I would be interested in coming on board and helping people with Medicare, because he figured out that I liked helping people. When I thought I was helping Larry, he said, no, you like helping people. So you can imagine how difficult all this was for me to keep straight, and also how difficult it was for me to decide to go forward and go back to school. I am 67 years old now, and this was 3 years ago, so it wasn't any easier then than it would be right now. But I told Larry yes after I thought about it for over a month, and seriously, he texted me every day, what do you think? Well, I finally decided to give him that yes answer, because I loved the fact that I would be able to help people. So I went back to school, I studied hard, took my state test and passed it, and here I am, and I'm able to guide and help people through these decisions. And it, for me, it's the most rewarding thing I've ever done in my career.
So what other things, do you end up having to consider with decision? I mean, when you're advising your clients about their group insurance?
Well, in addition to the numbers involved in determining if it monetarily makes sense, we also look at medications. But we look at medications for every situation. We want to make sure that the medications are covered efficiently for the client as compared to that group coverage. We also want to look at the doctors. People like their doctors. They like who they go to. So we want to ask, we do ask who they see, because we want to make sure that who they see is in the network should they come off the group coverage. And this would come into play if they were selecting an HMO plan, which is a network plan. You can only go to who the plan has in their network. But a PPO is irrelevant, because you can see whoever you want. So you would not have to change your doctor.
Okay, so the analysis is getting more and more and more complex in mm-hmm. a very short period of time. It's obvious why people really should talk mm-hmm. to somebody who's really knowledgeable about this before they make the final decision.
And you're right, there are more things involved with this. The other thing we want to make sure of is that the client has creditable coverage to fulfill Medicare's criteria for that coverage, not only for the health care portion, but also Part D. If a plan does not meet what Medicare requires, there will be a penalty, and this could be significant as time goes on.
One-time penalty, does it drag on? How is that handled?
Well, at a time when we are at a limited earning capacity, this is poor timing, because if you get a penalty, it's a lifetime penalty. It's tacked on to your monthly fee for Part B and an additional late enrollment penalty for Part D. So ignorance of the law is not something that is forgiven. But what we do find is that most group plans are adequate. I don't want to scare anybody, but I do want to make them aware. Most plans are adequate, but it is our professional advice that people talk to us, and we encourage our listeners to let Gable Insurance help you to be in compliance by calling our office and scheduling an appointment. No one wants that lifetime penalty.
Okay, you brought up Part D. Is that something that's mandatory?
Every person over 65 is required required to have a creditable drug coverage, whether they're taking medications or not, either through their group or through a Medicare plan. And again, this is important to get that right information.
So obviously, based on everything that you've said here in short form in just about 20 minutes, it's really important for anybody hitting that magic 65 number to really take the time, think about it, and consult with a professional like you guys.
Mm-hmm. And people will ask, when should they call us? How soon do I call you? My suggestion for a time frame is always 6 months to 1 year before they turn 65. This gives both the client and the advisor time thoroughly to prepare and not have things come down to the last minute, because planning is everything.
All righty, let's do a little what if here. What happens if the employee is turning 65, decides to leave the group insurance, and has a spouse on the same plan?
All right, we do have that happen. If we have a husband and wife and only one of them is turning 65, the employee wants to leave the group coverage and perhaps retire as well. And we see that often. There's a lot of anxiety involved with that decision. Well, then we would look at Obamacare options for the remaining spouse. We have a lot of experience with these situations, and we will advise to the client's best interest on what they need to do. I actually have a personal friend who was younger than her husband, carried the insurance for both of them. I advised them to come in, talk to Larry. He did the Medicare analysis. For them, it was more appropriate for her husband to stay on the plan and not come off. And she called me the next day and said, how does Larry make any money? We went to go see him. He said, no, stay where you're at. Well, as I explained earlier, we are thorough and honest, and we don't just enroll people. So we do give them the advice that's appropriate for them, not for us. So we're getting a little short on time here, so we'll jump forward then and talk about, when we meet with people, we want to make sure that when they make their decision based on the information we've given them, that they know why they're choosing one plan over the next, and that's very important. That's our goal, is to make sure they know why. We do have, again, Jerry, I want to jump on to the webinars coming up. I don't want people to miss the opportunity to get even more information and get informed about Obamacare, Social Security, and Medicare. And our next webinar, again, is Tuesday, April 20th at 3:30 and 6 o'clock. They can call us at 921-7526. We do have appointments that we do Zoom meetings. We have people come in the office. We do phone appointments. So whatever their pleasure is, whatever their comfort is, we can talk to people all over the state through the Zooms. It works very, very well. 921-7526. And next week, we have Bree coming back. She's going to be talking about the Medicare ABCs. There.
That'll be a challenging topic.
It will be. It always is. There's always more information. We present a lot of information at these at the show, but then we also have more things that we incorporate. So there's always something new.
All righty, Kathy. Chock full of information again. Folks, if you got any questions or you're reaching that magic age, it doesn't cost you anything to give them a call and figure it out.
Correct.
All righty, Kathy. We'll see you down the road. Thanks for joining us on Insurance Smart. News Talk 1450 KFIZ in Fond du Lac. It's 8 o'clock. Good morning.
Senators are assessing the situation at our southern border. I'm Pam Poole.